Yeah, good morning, mate.
Thank you very much for your time. Last week, a story came out that you were looking to helping the homeless. How do you propose on helping? What's the plan?
Well, what we need $1 million to buy the land.
Right. Okay, so have you got a fair idea as to where the land's going to be?
Not in Bundaberg, around Bundaberg.
Yep.
We're close to a school, but there's a lot of land for available. There is, well, not a lot of land, but there's a bit of land.
Yep.
But so, by the way, for the record, it's Peter Symes and Robert Stoker. We're both the directors of Jeremiah House, just to let you know that.
Yep.
And basically, we need it close to a school, basically, so we can start our helping people, hey?
So are you calling on local, state, federal governments to talk, or are you looking at all three of them and saying, hey, let's put our heads together and see what we can do?
That would be amazing, hey? And private investors, too. We have a private investor and on vendor finance. We have to pay, but, you know, have you heard of vendor finance? It just bypasses the bank, so you get a lawyer, you get a contract drawn up. When I was a kid, we used to do them when I was a kid. Vendor finance. Yeah, good idea. Hey.
So with this idea, is it something that you've put a lot of thought into? Obviously, it's not just a decision overnight. There's been a lot of pre-planning up to this point to try and get a bit of land?
Yes, 3 years. I've been working on it for 3 years now.
Wow.
Working very hard.
Everything's in place. But we need land.
We need the land, yeah.
All right, so, yep. So we dot the I's and cross the T, so to speak.
So I've been running for 2 years now. We have a warehouse as well.
Yep.
And stage three basically is trying to get the homeless, you know, trying to get people to have a caravan park. We'll start with a camping ground caravan park. See, right in town, as you know, the prices are ridiculous, like $300 a week just for a camping ground. We'll charge $150 a week to get people up and running, hey? You know?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And a lot of people are willing to help Peter and Robert in one way or another. Obviously, they might be able to help financially. They might not be able to help financially, but can help in other ways. You're looking for volunteers to help do grant proposals, helping out one way or another?
We have a team, but anybody out there was welcome to come and talk to us, because they might have another idea, you know?
Yep.
We've got a grant team put together now. We're moving along with that, so it's great. But we need the contacts. We need real estate to call us up, or private people to say, look, guys, we've got 300 acres north at Vendor Finance, North Bundy somewhere or wherever, you know?
Yep.
Let's do it, eh? You know, we're ready to go, eh?
Well, that's it. If you've got everything in place, all you're waiting on is one important piece of property, let's be honest, and that is the land. But if you've got everything in place, I'm sure one way or another they'll be able to help out. Now, when it comes to people struggling, Peter and Robert, obviously, you know, with Jeremiah House and Jerry's Place, a lot of people are coming in asking for assistance. We see it every day. We see homeless people every day. How is it going? Is it getting worse before it gets better?
It's getting worse.
Yep.
Hey, what we do, we go and pick up stuff.
Yep.
We sell stuff here as well, and we deliver and we pick up. Well, we're getting people, look, can you please come and pick up my stuff? I've been here for 11 years, and now I'm thrown out.
Mm.
But we've got these terrible stories.
It's given away their life
treasures. Yeah, lady, I cried in my heart for this poor lady. And it's not just, there's dozens of people who have been thrown out.
Yeah.
This lady there for 18 years, and then one of them, a lady there for 30 years, and an old man there for 12 years. And the list just goes on and on and on. And we get all this amazing stuff, and I'm going, are you sure you want, well, Peter, I can't, what can I do? I'm in a tent. I'm going to go into a tent. A lot of these people who have got jobs, and good jobs, I've spoken to them, and actually in share houses. Because they can't afford to rent the place out anyway. It's getting terrible.
We just got an 80-year-old lady and her son, a place out at Monto.
Mm-hmm.
There's a farmer out there who needs help. So he's taken on this 80-year-old lady and her son.
Yep.
And for free accommodation, they're going to help him on the farm.
Wow.
So they're the kind of things we're finding
on a daily basis
from the public.
Yeah. Well, you guys are stars, let me tell you, and I know a lot of people are struggling at the moment. So, are you putting a call out just to go back to your original plan of the land? Are you putting a call out to real estate agents? You've got a couple of seconds to put a call out and see how we go.
Yeah, please, real estates, anybody out there that can help us, private investors, real estates, anybody can help Jeremiah House, we'd appreciate it. We're at 85 Targo Street, opposite across from Melbourne Hotel. Me and Robert are prepared to talk to you, 0484-721-823. Anytime we can talk, send a text or email us at pr@jeremiahhouse2018.org.au.
Right.
Or come and see the office. Come and see us. We're working every day. We're serving people, helping people, doing pickups, doing deliveries. We help, by the way, the barbecue Fridays. It's a good thing. We the homeless and the poor. We give them free sausages on Fridays. And we have a lovely gentleman coming in playing live music for us on Fridays. The warehouse is only open Saturdays.
Yep.
It's at 30 Verdant Siding Road to Beebyn because we've got no staff to run it. Mm-hmm. So we find that if you want a couch or a lounge or a bed during the week, we'll bring you over there during the week to the warehouse.
All right, Peter and Robert, really do appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for jumping on our call, and we wish you well and keep us updated as to the progress, mate.
Yeah, we just want people to come and donate. Any amount of money is welcome. And don't forget, we're tax deductible. We're a full blown charity. We're full status in Australia,
mm-hmm.
So we're certainly tax deductible. And we're prepared to sit down with someone as a private investor. Look, guys, and we're very fair. We'll get a lawyer to work it all out.
No worries, Peter and Robert. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
That is Peter Symes and Robert Soker joining us, founders of Jeremiah House on 1332 4BU.